We're doing jazz comping. The tune is Almost Like Being in Love. And my suggestion to the tune is to loosen up the comping. You know, to do the Freddie Green is fine. And that's perfect. You need to learn that first. You know, it's swinging, it's nice. But that was, you know, that was 100 years ago that Count Basie's band was around. So we're going to modernize it and still make it swing. Just loosen up the comp. Like, first we put the metronome on 2 and 4. Then just getting comfortable with that is a big thing. And then just loosen up the rhythm. Like, you don't even have to always play every single chord. That's another thing. If it's like bar 4, it says D minor and G7 in the same bar. What if you only played one of those or just the G7? You know, it's kind of up to you. You don't always have to slave over every change. Just open it up, and then it gives the soloist a little more flexibility. Mm-hmm. Let's do a round like that.
Yeah, right.
Like 1, 2, 3. Fine. You did fine. I don't know how to else give you a sense of how else you can loosen it up other than to switch roles and you now solo and I'll play, I'll comp. But I'm going to loosen it up. I'm going to loosen it up, but only to the extent that I think you want or that I want. Like, jazz is a conversation, so you're temporarily the leader as a soloist. So I'm not going to dictate. I'm going to follow, but there are times where I'm going to suggest and influence. So we're in a conversation, but you're temporarily the leader. Mm-hmm. And I might be in the passenger seat with the map. I don't know. You know, so like that. So here we go. Just you don't have to worry about how and what you play on the solo, just because mostly I'm gonna send you this and you can hear my comping.
Okay.
Not that it's gonna be all brilliant or anything. I'm just saying that I'm gonna try to be flexible enough to adapt rhythmically. Not only adapt, but sometimes suggest and even, not really dictate, but even like heavily influence where we go at a certain time. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. So some of the things I did there, thank you for navigating your solo through there. We'll talk about how to solo.
Yeah,
later.
I'm actually
a few tips on that, and you'll be flying on something like that.
Okay, cool.
You can do that at the end. But like, hearing myself gives me ideas on how to articulate what I did. A lot of the time it was court anticipation or delay, especially anticipation. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
This is the first four chords. You got E flat, let's play it with me. You got E flat,
yeah.
And then F, B flat, and then D and G, D minor and G, is that right? So anticipating all those chords, we're gonna anticipate all the chords by an eighth note. It's gonna sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3, 4, and. Might even think about playing it on an upstroke. Like if your arm is kind of maybe lightly swinging with the beat.
Okay.
Let's say your arm is going 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. It's like up, 2, 3, 4, up. Good. Now if you do only that, it gets a little predictable and old, and it's not fresh. You're playing from a predetermined pattern. It's not really flexible. You could play some of them anticipated and some of them on the beat. Mm-hmm. For now, I'll prescribe what we're going to do, which is anticipated, then on the beat, then anticipated, then on the beat, then anticipated. Like this. 1, 2, 3. Perfect. And even that gives quite a nice momentum.
Groovy, yeah.
And then there's a third element where you can delay the chord. You come in after. And by the way, the anticipation can be more than just an eighth note. We did the end of four. You could also probably do it on four. That might be a little less common. And getting to like the end of three is probably too far in front of the bar mm-hmm. to even worry about. Depending on the tempo, you could either do four or the end of four. But the end of four is most common.
Okay.
Similarly, with the delay, you can come in anywhere in the bar. You can come in on the one, or on the end of one, the two, the end of two, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But just for a point of reference right now, we'll come in on the end of one. For every chord, just so you can get the sense of it. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Excellent job. Your rhythmic sense is very strong. So now I'd like to first demonstrate and then have you do a whole chorus while I solo of mixing and matching, anticipating, right on the beat, and delaying.
Okay.
I'm going to only demonstrate the first eight bars. I don't think you're going to need a demonstration of the entire form.
Okay.
But 1, 2, 3, let me just. Place sometimes on, sometimes behind, sometimes ahead. I don't think you'll have a problem doing that. So we'll count it off. And actually, do you want the metronome on? We don't always have to have it on.
Yeah, we don't have to have it on.
Let's try it without it. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, about, which is the arm swinging, watching your right hand. You who are listening to the audio of this, you can't tell what the student is doing, but it's a lot of downs because you play a lot of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to recommend, in order to lay back, like you were pushing sometimes, and in certain places even skipped a couple, like a beat here and there.
Okay, yeah.
Like mostly on the B flat chords,
mm-hmm.
like when you have the, like in here, like around in here, the third line. you jumped the gun on the B flat. I don't know, for some reason. And then the same thing happened here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in general, your time is good. I'm not too worried. But in order to get you to lay back and swing a little more, keep that arm swinging. It doesn't have to be pronounced. For beginners, I make them pronounce that swing of their arm. They have to learn how to go like... they have to learn how to go down, down, up, up, down, up. So I have them do the Karate Kid wax on, wax off thing. Have you ever seen the Karate Kid?
Yeah.
So they have to do that in order to internalize the feeling of... you're not striking the strings, but your arm still has momentum there. I'm going to ask you to ask the same thing of you, except you don't have to exaggerate the motion. Just demonstrating what I'm referring to. If I'm ding, 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 just lightly, and of course you're not going to hit the strings when you're, but... I'm just right in time the whole way, no stress, no problem. Mm-hmm. And it's getting used to hitting the strings a lot on the ends if I'm anticipating or playing them on. As you know, on the beat is the downstroke and on the ends is the upstroke. Mm-hmm. I think you know that. Mm-hmm. So let's have another go on it. Just keep the hand moving and you'll see that it's probably more relaxed for everyone. Or we should do it without the measure. One, two, three, four. How did that feel?
It felt good. I like.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I'm missing the diminished chord, but.
But that was much better. Great job.
Okay, great.
So those are big lessons right there. Like the overall, keep your arm swinging.
Yeah.
Eighth notes anticipating a delay or right on the beat and a mixture of it, and that keeps you the momentum going, and then you're actually hitting the strings, like hitting the chords fewer. Fewer than you were, fewer amount of times per bar than you were when you were doing the Freddie Green. You might only hit 2, 3, or 4 times instead of a given 4 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even 1 time.
Yeah.
So that's all very good.
Okay, cool.
That's all really good.